Welcome to episode 195 of the Family Podcast Network. I took the road less traveled, and it hurt, man!
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you don't have kids, if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a seasoned parent, there is always something that we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is February 11th, 2013. Our topic for today is going to be, and I took the road less traveled. Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk real briefly about this concept that Robert Frost goes over in his poem. We're going to talk a little bit today about, in all the previous episodes, it's been about technique and philosophy and understanding of the basic tenets of human nature, because when we can understand human nature and we can implement that into our parenting, we just get better results from our kids because we're treating them like humans rather than as objects, whatever. And let's be honest, this road to this is very antagonistic to everything that we're taught. It's not like all the other stuff that we're taught. It's not the general overall techniques that are out there, you know, on the internet or our friends or a lot of times our parents, our family, everybody else. The stuff that we're doing here at Family Podcast Network is very, very nonconformist. It is a road less traveled. It is that stuff that we don't necessarily come to the most naturally. It is that stuff that we may even start practicing, but then in the flip of a moment, we stop practicing it for our old stuff. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to use today as a rest stop, as a place where us who have gone down these roads, maybe many of you are questioning, why am I learning this new stuff? Why am I trying to do this? Why am I trying to unlearn what comes so naturally to me? Why am I trying to reteach myself? Because the road that often leads to the best places is not always the easiest. And today is going to be a day of reminder to that. It's going to be a tribute to all of the successes and failures that we have had up until this point, trying to reteach ourselves this basic idea of parenting. Because if we're not careful, I think we can lose hope. We can lose the vision as to what we're doing, and I don't want you guys to do that. We're going to talk some more about that today. Before we get into that, guys, let's get into our housekeeping. If you want to get notified of all the new episodes that we go over, what did Trey talk about today? Do I want to open that up and listen to that on the way to the, you know, to work today in the car? Do I want to listen to it at my desk when I'm a little more distracted? We've set it up to where you can make sure you get notifications of every new episode that goes out in your email every morning. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll have a new episode update that'll let you know what our show is about. It is completely free. You can go to thefamilypodcastnetwork.com and over on the right-hand side, enter your name and your email address in. When you do that, you will be entered onto that and you will get those notifications. We want to make sure that you never miss that episode that you just desperately needed that week. How do you get that? Sign up, thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, over on the right side, your name and your email address. Again, never miss out on that episode, guys. You will also get a free copy of my ebook, The Lost Art of Parenting. It's the first book in a series that we're going to come out on, and it's probably the single-handed most important one. It's over praise. Guys, I'm telling you, you need that book. If nothing else, sign up for that email notification. Get that ebook and read that book. Professional, look sharp. I paid a guy to make this sucker look really pretty, and he did a wonderful job. So it's not just text in a PDF. Go check that out. Guys, also like us on Facebook. Man, I'm telling you, if you haven't joined us over at Facebook, if you haven't gone over to Facebook.com and clicked on that little emblem and taken over there and taken a look at what we've got over at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com on Facebook, you need to do that. Don't forget, click your little settings button, the one that looks like a little gear, and click Add to Interests. That way you'll make sure you can see every single thing that's going to come across my desktop or whatever I post on my timeline. You'll see it. go do that. If you guys haven't been there, I'm telling you guys are missing out. We have had so many fun conversations on Facebook, ideas, topic suggestions. Guys, if you really want to get a hold of me the most rapidly, email's good, but Facebook, I'm almost on it at all times, and I get push notifications on my iPhone, iPad, etc. It's one of the great ways to touch base with me if you guys are out there. So, guys, consider doing that. Also, if you want to talk about something you can do that's powerful for me, don't forget to like this, share this. Click the little Facebook emblem, you know, to share this out over there. You know, drag and drop it and drop it onto Facebook and just write a little thing about it. Man, Trey talked about this. It was great. I really love this, or I think Trey is full of crap on this. Throw that out there. Yes, I even want your disagreements out there. I love talking about these things. Share those things out. We want to touch base with you guys. Also, check out our blog over at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. My wife, Corey, writes that. And let me tell you, she's amazing. I'm not praising her because she's my wife. If it stank, I would not tell you guys that it's awesome. And she does such a good job. Her writing style is so flipping funny. It is so funny. It is so educational. It's so entertaining. And it's one of the number one compliments that she's getting back from you guys and the listeners and the audience. Talking about how good she writes and how practical it is, how insightful it is, but yet how hilarious she is when you do it. You've got to go check her out. TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com/blog or go to TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com and you can click on blog in the upper navigation bar. And guys, next, if you want to support the show, 30 cents per episode. We've made a commitment here at Family Podcast Network that we're going to pay the bills because we love doing this. And I mean, this is important to me, and we take it out of our own budget right now because this is how important it is to get this information to people. To help them de-stress parenting, to help them put the edge back on the blade. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we're passionate about, and we believe to do it, and we're committed to doing. However, if you want to see this show grow, if you want to see this show get bigger, if you want to be able to help another family out do the exact same thing that you have experienced, if you want them to experience that de-stressing of parenting, that sharpening of the skills, that honing of the knowledge, if you want to see somebody else do that, who's just where you were, when you first started this. Maybe you're fine, but you wish it could be better. Maybe you're stressed out, and you wish you could make it just a little bit less stressful. Or maybe you're just absolutely were destroyed when you started, and now you've reached a place where you've worked to that point to where you are much more where you want to be, and you want to see somebody else do that. You can do that by supporting the show, 30 cents per episode. You can do that either $5 a month. You would be amazed at how surprisingly helpful $5 a month is. A lot of the little payments that I've got to make on this website or $5. And a little bit of that can help us go a long way. Guys, you can also do a year-long as well at $50. That's a one-time payment for an entire year's worth of support here, and you would be amazed at how far that can go. That's also a 13% savings if you guys do that. So consider becoming a PTACer. That's Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. I'm already working on some incentive programs for those that are PTACers. So that way, if you become a PTAC member, it's not just about supporting the show, but it's also about you getting your money back on some things. So we're really working on putting together some of those. We're in the middle of some negotiation with some folks. We're going to see about getting those things squared away. So guys, we also want to offer you some value back. Consider becoming a PTACer. Guys, next and last, if you have any questions, comments, a topic, encouragement that you want to throw out to us. Hey, man, we want to hear a topic about this. We loved your show on that. I hated your ideas on this. You know, how about a topic on that? Or even just in a classic. Man, Trey, we just want you to tell you how much you've changed our lives, how awesome you've been. We love that stuff. And I'm telling you, that fuels me and that keeps me going. If you want to do that, there's several ways you can. You can contact us through email, TreyGibson@TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com. You guys can leave us an internet voicemail over there on the right-hand side of the bar at TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com. You'll see it says Ask Trey a Question. Click on that, and as long as you have a microphone connected to your computer, boom, baby, I've got a voicemail that we can play online. Guys, you can also call me, 661-PARENT-0. Again, that is 661-PARENT-0. That is not a direct line. I will not answer that. It will go to a phone contact number where you'll leave a voicemail over there, so that way you can ask us a question that way. Guys, you can also click on the Contact Us bar where you can do all sorts of different options. And lastly, you can always contact us on Facebook as well. We want to contact you. We want to stay in touch with you guys. It is one of the best parts of the job is when we get to connect with you guys through all those different places, so consider doing that. And with all of that said, let's jump into our topic for today, which once again is, and I took the road less traveled. You see, 7 years ago, I looked at my knowledge of parenting. I had just gotten married to my wife. And the one thing that I did know was that we were going to have kids. I did know that we were going to have babies. And I took a look at my knowledge of parenting. And I knew. I knew it wasn't enough. Now, I want to be clear here. My parents did well with me. Like all parents, like every single person, they did the best that they knew, but they did well. They never missed football games. They were never totally irrational at all times. They built relationship with me so much that when they asked me to do hard things, I wanted to do them because they had built that relationship with me. So don't get me wrong here. It's not like I had the worst role model experience ever. But I remember looking at this and wondering and asking myself, is there more? Now, some of you guys know I'm a big shooter. I love to shoot. Yeah, firearms, weapons, and that kind of things. For those of you who might have been wondering, okay, well, what's that mean? Not photographer. But I also love blades. I love knives and pocket knives and all those kinds of things. I have all sorts. I have a Randall knife. I have a K-bar. My favorite is my Benchmade. It's what I carry with me everywhere. I love knives. And I have this one particular one, I mentioned it earlier, called a Benchmade that I keep in my pocket. And just the other day, just last week, last Friday, we got a shipment in on my office, my day job, and I cracked out my knife. And I stuck it and I inserted it in between the box lids where all the tape was, and I began slicing down. And I began looking as just these jagged chunks were ripping out of it. And in reality, I wasn't cutting the tape at all. I was bludgeoning it. It was tearing and ripping away from itself rather than slicing through the tape. And you see, here's what I realized. Here's what I got to thinking about. You see, it worked. The package was open. I got what I needed from it. The contents from inside had been revealed. Everything I needed from that package was done, and it was over. But listen to this. Because my blade was not razor sharp, because my pocket knife was not just etched to the point where it should be, because I haven't sat down and put my Lansky sharpening kit to it in a long time, I had to work a lot harder than I needed to. You see, all blades are that way. From giant Crocodile Dundee, oh, this is a knife, to the smallest, tiniest pocket knife that I received whenever I was 11, 12 years old. I'll take that back. I had one when I was 8. But all blades are that way. To be efficient, you see, blades must be sharp. The edge has to be maintained. Because whenever a blade is maintained, whenever an edge is kept on anything, and it doesn't matter if it's a pocket knife or if it's your culinary set that you use, it's always easier. There's always less stress when it's sharp. A while back, during Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, we spent some time with my father-in-law, and he's got just an amazing cutlery set. And I picked up the knife the night before, and I was cutting some tomatoes with it, and I was kind of just bludgeoning them again. And I put the knife up the next day. My father-in-law got up, and he got out a sharpening set because we had turkey that was going to be that day. And he sat there, and he sharpened it, and he sharpened it, and I watched him. And he removed that excess metal. I mean, literally, whenever you got to think about it, whenever you're sharpening a blade, pieces of the metal are being removed. That metal is receiving a trauma. But it is that trauma that made that very same knife that I bludgeoned a tomato with the night before lined up perfectly with the turkey. He pushed his hand forward with almost no effort at all. It cut right through. It sliced that turkey like it was nothing. I mean, even axes are the same way. I don't know if any of you guys have ever cut wood. Have you ever cut wood with a dull axe before? I have. And let me tell you something. I'm going to be very careful here. I want to be very clear and upfront about this. You can absolutely cut wood with a dull axe. You can cut wood with a dull chainsaw. It is possible, and I have done it in both occasions. And you see, that's what's tricky. A lot of parents have exempted themselves from being great ones because they're content with being good. A lot of parents have worked hard to be really good parents. And it is that good parenting that is their worst enemy. You see, dull parenting skills will still parent. We can still get a kid out of our house successfully. We can still get them into college or into their successful jobs. We can still get a kid contributing back to society in an efficient and positive way, even with our dull parenting skills. Parenting is absolutely the same way. You see, I realized that I knew, when I first started all this, I knew how to parent with a dull edge. And I realized that most of us are hacking away at our parenting skills with a dull edge. You see, we're working harder than we need to. Once again, the problem is that most modern parenting techniques will work, just like the dull axe will cut that tree down. You can absolutely remove a tree with a really dull-edged axe. If you swing it hard enough, you're going to get chunks of it, and you're going to bring that tree down. Most modern parenting techniques will work, but they're still stressful. They still require more work. They still require hard hacking. So today, I want to make sure that we reflect on a few things. Today, I want to make sure that we remember, why are we taking this road? Why are we taking this road less traveled? Because there's not many out there that want to do it. Because good parenting is much easier at the start than great parenting. But listen to me very carefully. Good parenting is harder in the long run. You can't hack away at a tree if you have to stop and sharpen a blade, right? But the reality is that the time that you spend putting the edge back on that blade, when you sit down to chop at that tree, you will swing less and you will sling less hard. That is why we are taking this new road. See, I acknowledge that today at this very moment, we have some new listeners. We have some who've been listening for a few weeks and a few months. We also have some longtime listeners, some that have been with me since almost the very start when I used to record this in my car on a cell phone. You ever want to have some fun? Go to the Where to Start, go to the archives, click on 2011, and scroll yourself on back to episode 1 and listen to that bad boy. But you see, all of us that are here today, all of us that are listening today, we've all started a new path. We've all started the road so less traveled. Does that make us any more special than anybody else out there who is not? Absolutely not. This isn't an issue of elitism. It is not an issue of self-righteousness. It is merely an issue of we made a choice. We all started the road less traveled, and I felt like today it was time for a pep talk. A reminder to get people thinking, because the neat thing about the podcast is some of you guys will be listening right now, February 2013. You're listening this month. Maybe you're listening the day of the show going out. Maybe you're listening a few weeks behind. But I also acknowledge that many of you will have started earlier in this series and you're working your way up from the start. And it may be 2021. But universally, along this journey, as we learn and as we grow and as we take that road that not everybody else is taking, and sometimes it feels like we're mapping out entirely new ground, I want you guys to receive some encouragement. Why are we doing this? So I'm going to play you guys a little pep talk from Kid President today. because I could not have worded it better than he did.
I think we all need pep talk. The world needs you to stop being boring. Yeah, you. Boring is easy. Everybody can be boring, but you're gooder than that. Life is not a game, people. Life isn't a cereal eater. Well, it is a cereal. And if life is a game, aren't we on the same team? I mean, really, right? I'm on your team. Be on my team. This is life, people. You got air coming through your nose. You got heartbeat. That means it's time to do something. A poem. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the road less traveled.
It hurt, man!
Really bad.
Rocks, thorns, and glass.
My pants broke.
Wah!
Not cool, Robert Frost. But roads don't really work, two paths. I won't be in the one that leads to awesome. It's like that dude Journey said, don't stop believing, unless you dream stupid. Then you should get a better dream. I think that's how it goes. Get a better dream and keep going. Keep going, keep going, and keep going. Will Michael Jordan have quit? Well, he did quit. So he retired. Yeah, that's right. He retired. But before that, in high school, what if he quit when he didn't make the team? He would have never made Space Jam. And I love Space Jam. What will be your Space Jam? What will you create will make the world awesome? Nothing if you keep sitting there. That's why I'm talking to you today. This is your time. This is my time. It's our time.
Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the road less traveled, and it hurt, man. I mean, first off, what a cute kid. Good gracious, I take that kid home with me, man. I don't like that. It's not cool, Robert Frost. It's not cool. But you see, that's what every single one of us that are listening, that are attracted to Family Podcast Network and the mentality that we go through, this is one of the decisions that I think most all of us make. We look, and there it comes, those two roads. We can continue to do everything that we have done before, everything that is familiar and comfortable, all those things that we were taught by our parents and by our parents' parents, all those things that we've told by our friends that you should do it this way. It's heavy-handed. It's you whoop them whenever they get out of line, and the heavy hand comes in and it clears up all these things. It focuses on punishment rather than relationship. You see, that is the road that we have. It is the path that is the easiest. It's the quickest. It's the fastest. It is the one that is the easiest to turn to. And yet here is the other road. A road that is built out of relationship. A road that doesn't parent out of positional power. I'm the mama. I'm the daddy. You're going to do what I say, when I say it, and how I say it. Because I'm the mama and the daddy. It says, no, that doesn't work. It says it's about persuasive power. It's about building a relationship with you so that way you want to follow me. And let me tell you, that is the road less traveled. It says that, okay, punishments, yeah, maybe, but what if I can do it by modeling it for you? What if I can accept you where you're at? Teach and train, guide, put boundaries on the things that need boundaries on. Be firm with those and not hard. You see, it's the road less traveled. And anytime you start a new road, I mean, I hate to get allegorical with what seems to be a 5-year-old kiddo. But let me tell you, this kiddo, whether he's got somebody writing this stuff for him or he puts it together himself, this stuff is insightful. He said, there's rocks and there's glass. And I think he said, I busted my pants. I can say I've had a few busted pant moments as a parent. And it hurt, man. But I think he says something. I'm telling you guys, I wonder if y'all could hear it and hear my absolute favorite, single-handed, most enjoyed quote out of this entire thing. Because let me tell you, this kid jam-packed a video with good stuff. You know what my favorite phrase was? But what if there really are two paths? And it sounds so innocent when he says it, but there is something so deep and heavy to it. What if there really are two paths? I want to be on the one that leads to awesome. Boom. Where do you want to be as the parent? If you are content to staying a good parent, then by all means, do it. This is not the show. I will continue to offer you guys out techniques and ideas and strategies for you to use. I will always offer that out to you and accept you right where you are. Good parent. And it is okay to be a good parent. That is not the road I choose. I choose to be an awesome parent. I choose to practice awesome techniques. I choose to take my parenting to the next level. And I make that choice right now. Guys, this is an ever-going process. You guys hear about how much I stand on this platform and speak this to you guys. And guess what? I'm not there. I make a conscientious decision and acknowledgement every single day that there is still more that I've got to put together. I've got to believe in that, because if I ever reach the end of it, I can't be effective to you guys behind this microphone anymore. I have to believe that there's always more to learn. I always have to believe that there are two paths riddled throughout my life, and I want to be on the one that leads to awesome. He goes on. I mean, dang, this kid. What will you create to make the world awesome? I made a decision a few years ago that not only was I going to revolutionize my work by creating this online radio station where I would talk about the things that I am the most passionate about, most educated on, using the talent speaking that I believe is a gift for me. I made a decision I was going to revolutionize it all. You see, that wasn't the decision in and of itself. That was a byproduct of, you see, I made that decision to be better as a husband. I made the decision to be better as a father. I made the decision to be better with my finances. And as each one of those things rolled into it, I began to move closer and closer to awesome. Now, before you guys think that I just called myself awesome, no, I am not a megalomaniac. I'm not on an ego trip, guys. I am very aware of my shortcomings. Not in the oh, I'm such a bad person. Not in that way. But in my acknowledgement of where my shortcomings are, I am able to begin to work to grow and look my kids in the face and say, that won't be a problem again. I'm sorry. I say it under that pretense. What will you create to make the world awesome? Nothing. If you just sit there. If you continue to practice the same parenting techniques over and over and over, expecting to get different results. Oh, but Trey, when I give them a good whooping, they stop what they're doing. Yeah, for how long? Does the problem ever resurface itself? Well, maybe it does, but you just got to reestablish it again. Then I would tell you, that doesn't work. If you take your car in to the mechanic and you say, hey, I've got this problem with it, and they say, no problem. And they sit down and say, well, it looks like it was probably this, so we did this for you. Then you take it out and it works for 2 weeks, and then the same problem happens again. And then you take it back in and they say, yeah, do this thing again. And you take it and you redo that same thing and you start doing that again, and then you have another problem. What are you going to say about that mechanic or about that car? It's not working. So then why do we do it as a parent? Why do we say something that we have to continually come back to? Why do we say it works? There's an old, it's not a legitimate definition of insanity, but they talk about insanity being doing the same thing over and over but expecting different results, right? We do something the same way every single time, but then expect something to be different in the end, and that they say that's insane. And I don't necessarily disagree with that in the contemporary mindset. You see, we're doing what we've always been doing. Why are we talking about this? Why do we take the road less traveled? You see, we want to put an edge on our parenting. Ultimately, I think as parents, we've got to want to work less. We want to know that we can get the same results, if not better, from our kids and not have to sit there and hack away at the tree with a dull axe. We want efficiency from our parenting. And guys, I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to do this moderately uniquely today. But I wanted to present to you guys, using just the wonderful music by Household, Sleeping at Last, I wanted to present to you guys my rendition of the parenting pep talk. You see, new changes are hard. I get that. And I struggle too. Old habits will die hard sometimes. And those very things that we told ourselves, I'll never do that. I'll never be what that person is. I'll never do what my parents did. Sometimes it's not that simple. But what if there really are two paths in our parenting journey? What if we have a choice? What if I have a choice? What if I'm not destined to be what I've always done before, that I've got that ability to choose a different life? What if I could give my kids more? Maybe one path really is better. Is change ever easy? Absolutely not. Sometimes change is painful. I find myself keep returning to all my old habits. I keep doing all the old things. Two steps forward, and then one back. But you see, this is where I begin to see new results. There's a few at first, but then I begin to see more. It starts to get easier for me. The blade begins to take and hold that edge. It takes less energy, less movement. As a family, we grow, we expand, we build respect. All of those things that used to be so hard start to become easy. And I begin to realize that the roads may be hard at first, but they produce something that I never could have gotten without it. I begin to experience what it's like to have freedom. Two roads diverged into the woods. And I took the road less traveled.